Hallmasters here. Now on Wednesday, the 4th of June, I went into Woolworths to have a word with Henry Cooper, who was promoting Fabergé. The following interview took place in a small office above the store.
Right, Henry, can I ask you, is this your first visit to Bromsgrove?
No, I don't think so. I was here a little while ago. Well, I say a little while, it must have been about a year ago, I think. I'm not sure if it was at a Tesco's or something, but I know I have been in the town before.
Yeah. Of course, we're in Woolworths today. We must get the...
That's it. We've got to give the Woolworths a plug, haven't we? Selling the old splash on bit, or promoting it anyway. Yeah.
So, do you do a lot of travelling around then?
Oh, yeah, quite a bit. You know, quite a bit for Fabergé. You know, I do, I suppose, the different stores we visit. I get around the country about twice around the country about every year, I suppose. You know, so it's all the major cities, basically, and it's quite nice.
And of course, there's a lot of TV work as well. You're still very, very well known for your TV appearances.
Yeah, well, you know, most of the youngsters now see you on the adverts, you know, doing the splash on bit, and they always, you know, splash it all over and all this thing, or you know, other things. I'm on, you know, panel games quite a bit, and I've just started filming another series of, you know, Strongest Man in Britain, and then we do Strongest Man in the World coming up in a couple of months, so you'll see quite a bit of me in the next few months.
Okay. And I also believe you do a lot of charity work as well.
I usually try to sort out the charities which I think are worthwhile, you know, basically children's charities. You know, I've got a big tie-up with the Variety Club. You know, we're in the Golf Society, and we just raise money purely in Variety Club for Sunshine Coaches, you know, for mentally and physically handicapped kids. And then I was King Rat last year, which is basically a charity organisation where we raise money for all different types of charities, and muscular dystrophy and cancer relief, I suppose, all them type of things, yeah.
Is it true when you're King Rat, you have to keep wearing the rat badge?
Yeah, we have an emblem, which is a little gold rat. You know, actually, I haven't got it. Well, I've got it around my neck on the chain, so if I knew any rats, I'd pull it out. Because if they find you, if they see you without your emblem, they can fine you. So that's how we get revenue, actually. But it's a fun thing, really, yeah.
Well, can I ask you about boxing now? You still very interested in boxing?
Oh, of course I am, yes. I mean, you can't do something, for 27 years of your life. You know, I started boxing when I was 10 and retired when I was 37, and you just one day wake up in the morning and say, right, you know, I'm not a boxer, and you don't forget it, naturally. So, of course, I'm interested in it, and I still watch a lot because I work on BBC Radio doing the in-round summaries, yeah, on the big fights.
Do you ever get into the ring now?
No, not at all, no. It's only... No, see, you can't play at it when you've done it at my level, unfortunately, you know what I mean? Once I retired, I said, right, I'm not going to do exhibitions or anything like that, because it's when you're doing exhibitions that perhaps, you know, you get injured, because... You know, if you're doing an exhibition, you get in there with a youngster, he fancies himself and wants to prove himself against you. Your pride then says, right, I've got to put this kid in his place. And before you know it, you've got a fight on your hands. Yeah. And that's when you can injure yourself. You know, you can injure yourself playing at the game as well as if it's serious. So I said, right, once I retire, get out of it altogether.
Yeah. Retired footballers often sort of say, well, the game's changed, it's a different game these days. Do you think, has boxing changed, or is boxing always going to be boxing?
It's changed in as much as there's fewer fighters coming into the game. All right, we've had a little boost, I suppose, in this country in the last year or 18 months because of there's been a fair amount of unemployment going on. But I suppose the big influx for boxing are the coloured boys, you know, particularly in the London area and the big cities. You get the coloured boys coming, but that doesn't mean necessarily that they're a good calibre of fighter, unfortunately. And I think the standard has just lowered a little bit because there's not the amount of fighters.
Well, I was actually going to ask you, what do you think of the state of the British boxing scene at the moment?
Well, I think the lighter boys are doing quite well. Well, we were up to a few months ago. We had about three world champions.
Yes,
you know, Alan Minter's got beaten, and now Maurice Ober's just got beaten. We still got Jim Watt, lightweight champion of the world, and we still got this Mitty, who's junior lightweight or whatever the funny weights they bring in nowadays. So we still got two, but the heavyweight scene, I suppose, is the worst it's been that I can ever remember in my lifetime. Because if you went out in the street and asked 9 out of 10 of the only man walking the street who's named the British heavyweight champion, I bet half of them couldn't tell you what his name was.
No. Also, I think I've read recently that Joe Bugner is going to make a comeback. Do you know anything about that,
no.
Or do you not concern yourself with
Joe? That has set the world alight, wouldn't it, when Joe makes a comeback? My God. No, I don't. He's living in America now. I know he's... And he made a comeback He had a comeback fight about, what, six, seven, 8 months ago now, and I haven't heard anything since, so he couldn't have liked it then, and he never liked it before, basically.
Going back to what you were just saying, why is it then, do you think, that when, if you went onto the street and said, name a British boxer, most people would say Henry Cooper. Why do you think that is?
God knows. I mean, I can't really explain it, but I mean, thank God they do and they remember you, because wherever you go, you know, people love to come up and say hello and they want your autograph, and that's great. No, I always say the British public take to certain people. Thank God they took to me, because it's lovely. I go around in any part of the country and people want to come up and say hello and want an autograph, and that's great. I think basically, when I was performing, I mean, I wasn't the greatest fighter out, to be honest, but I think with the British public, if you're honest with them, and perhaps I was one of the first, you know, if I had a bad show, I used to open them, all right, I stunk the joint out tonight, but I'm sorry about it, but, you know, we'll try better next time. And I think if you can generate a bit of interest, a bit of excitement, you know, I was lucky, I had, as I nicknamed it, Henry's Hammer, you know, I had a good left hook. And sometimes, you know, you could be perhaps losing a fight and I'd have a bad cut eye and the people would say, oh, look, he's going to lose. And all of a sudden I'd land a left hook and knock someone out, and that generates excitement. I think people remember that. So at the present time, I think a lot of fighters are a little bit dull and uninteresting. Yeah. They're all coming off a conveyor belt, if you know what I mean. They're all much the same and there's no characters amongst them, and that's what the public like, is a character so they can look onto, sort of thing.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Can I thank you for having a word with us today? And finally, could you just have a few words with the patients? Could you just...
All those people in, what is it, Bromsgrove General Hospital, can I say, well, I wish you, you know, health, restoration of health, get out of hospital quick and get back with your families, where you all like to be, I suppose,
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.